In memory of my mother, Shizuka Ishiguro, 1926-2019. Part 1. When we were new, Rosa and I were mid-store, on the magazine's table side, and could see through more than half of the window, so we were able to watch the outside. The office workers hurrying by, the taxis, the runners, the tourists, beggar man and his dog, the lower part of the RPO building. Once we were more settled, manager allowed us to walk up to the front until we were right behind the window display, and then we could see how tall the RPO building was. And if we were there at just the right time, we would see the sun on his journey, crossing between the building tops from our side over to the RPO building side. When I was lucky enough to see him like that, I'd lean my face forward to take in as much of his nourishment as I could. And if Rosa was with me, I'd tell her to do the same. After a minute or two, we'd have to return to our positions. And when we were new, we used to worry that because we often couldn't see the sun from mid-store, we'd grow weaker and weaker. Boy AF Rex, who was alongside us then, told us there was nothing to worry about, that the sun had ways of reaching us wherever we were. He pointed to the floorboards and said, "That's the sun's pattern right there. If you're worried, you can just touch it and get strong again." There were no customers when he said this, and manager was busy arranging something up on the red shelves, and I didn't want to disturb her by asking permission. So I gave Rosa a glance, and when she looked back blankly, I took two steps forward, crouched down, and reached out both hands to the sun's pattern on the floor. But as soon as my fingers touched it, the pattern faded, and though I tried all I could, I patted the spot where it had been, and when that didn't work, rubbed my hands over the floorboards. It wouldn't come back. When I stood up again, Boy AF Rex said,
"Clara, that was greedy. You girl AFs are always so greedy."
Even though I was new then, it occurred to me straight away it might not have been my fault, that the sun had withdrawn his pattern by chance just when I'd been touching it. But Boy AF Rex's face remained serious.
"You took all the nourishment for yourself, Clara. Look, it's gone almost dark."
Sure enough, the light inside the store had become very gloomy. Even outside on the sidewalk, the tow-away zone sign on the lamppost looked gray and faint. "I'm sorry," I said to Rex. Then turning to Rosa, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it all myself."
"Because of you," Boy AF Rex said, "I'm going to become weak by evening."
"You're making a joke," I said to him. "I know you are."
"I'm not making a joke. I could get sick right now. And what about those AF's rear store? There's already something not right with them. They're bound to get worse now. You were greedy, Clara."
"I don't believe you," I said. But I was no longer so sure. I looked at Rosa, but her expression was still blank.
"I'm feeling sick already," Boy AF Rex said,
and he sagged forward. "But you just said yourself, the sun always has ways to reach us. You're making a joke. I know you are." I managed in the end to convince myself Boy AF Rex was teasing me. But what I sensed that day was that I had, without meaning to, made Rex bring up something uncomfortable, something most AFs in the store preferred not to talk about. Then not long afterwards, that thing happened to Boy AF Rex, which made me think that even if he had been joking that day, a part of him had been serious too. It was a bright morning, and Rex was no longer beside us because manager had moved him to the front alcove. Manager always said that every position was carefully conceived and that we were as likely